Number on Power 98.7.
It's 19:23 on Power Business, and our next conversation, Anne Bernstein joins us. She's the head of the Centre for Development and Enterprise South Africa, that is the CDE. Now, they've released a report that says that as a result of 15 years of anti-growth strategies, South Africa is suffering, those consequences. They've gone on to also say in this report that slow economic growth and the general decline of almost everything in the country over the last 15 years can be attributed to bad policy choices. As a result, the CDE suggests that stabilizing, investing, and accounting to citizens in the cities is the key solution to a sustained economy. Anne joins us now to unpack this report. Good evening to you, Anne. Thank you for your time.
Hello. Great to be with you, Nolatando.
Wonderful, Anne. And maybe you can help us understand, when we speak about 15 years of anti-growth strategy, what are we making a reference to?
Many things, unfortunately. We've had poor policy choices, we've had worse government performance, and a devastating lack of leadership. So all of this combines to lead to a lack of confidence in how South Africa is being governed and in the future of the country. This has an enormous impact on investment. So if you look at the Zuma era and now the almost period of Cyril Ramaphosa's reign, we're not making progress. In fact, we're declining in many, many areas. And we're saying, in effect, we have lots of documents that say we want growth, we want jobs. We have lots of speeches that say we want growth. But when you look at what is actually being done, in effect, we have an anti-growth strategy.
And while it may be pretty obvious that economic growth happens in cities, we do believe that at this point, the future of economic growth is in those cities. Speak to us about that.
Well, actually, there are two documents. Mm. So the one is the anti-growth strategy, mm-hmm. which we released a few weeks ago. And last week, we released a document called South Africa's Future Will Be Determined in a City. But they do relate to each other in the sense that cities all over the world and historically have been places where lots of people come together. And because of that close association, ideas are in the air. Innovation is in the air. You hear something and you think, oh, I could do better than that. Let me go and try. So there's lots of customers, lots of markets, and the possibilities for much faster economic growth and inclusion of poor people are enormous in cities if they are managed well and properly. And the problem in South Africa is, although our cities are better places to be if you want a job, not perfect, but better than small towns or rural areas, we are not managing our large cities, our metros and other large cities well. And that's really what our document is all about. What do we need to do in order to manage our cities much better, to create places of hope for everybody and prosperity for everybody?
You know, and what we still see in South Africa is a migration to cities. And so, that tells us that, first of all, there's a current capacity, for those who already live in cities that needs to be improved upon. But we also should be making way for those people who will still move to these cities. And so I'm keen to find out, as per the document, how exactly do we make sure that we manage what we have now and also what we're trying to build for the future?
Great question. So apartheid was all about segregating our cities and pushing poorer, mainly black people, away from opportunity, preventing them from doing all sorts of things. And we created cities that were sprawling, which is bad. It's more expensive to provide services. Transport is expensive. To just get to a job interview is difficult. And post-apartheid housing policy inadvertently has deepened the segregation of poorer people far away from the economic heart of our cities. So the first thing we have to do today is cities should be shouting loud about how to fix transport so that poorer people are not paying such a big percentage of the little money that they have in order to get access to the city and its opportunities. So we've got to look at our transport policy. Now, national policies and institutions to deal with transport are failing. Look at PRASA and urban rail. And we think that cities with capacity, big cities with capacity, should be shouting from the rooftops that they want to manage rail in their own cities to make it easier for workers to get access to opportunities. So transport's very important. Housing policy is very important. We must stop spreading our cities and creating places where mainly poor people live. We need to densify. We need to have more and more people living close to economic opportunities in the inner cities and in the inner suburbs. They can then walk to work. We developed the slogan of far better to rent in Orange Grove, close to economic opportunity. You can walk to a school, you can walk to a job, you can walk to the shops, than to own in Orange Farms, far away from anything. So people are starting to densify our cities, mainly small black entrepreneurs, but others as well. They're building rental accommodation at affordable levels. But the cities need help to manage this. Otherwise, they become slums. So you get more and more people in, say, Yeovil or Hillbrow. But we need to manage the public space. We need to ensure basic health and safety rules are actually enforced. We need to ensure we have more infrastructure to serve more people. So you've got to anticipate expanding population growth, and you have to think about how to manage this in the most effective way. The last point I'll make is about devolution of power as well. So I've talked about transport, but policing is very important. Big cities should manage their own police force and be accountable for that to their residents. And so our big city leaders and governments must be calling for more powers to police properly our expanding cities in terms of population and densification.
Well, and I'd like to thank you so much for your thoughts, and I hope we can keep engaging. I think you've made some very interesting points this evening that are certainly worth unpacking. Specifically, we speak about a spacing, you know, spatial apartheid was such a kind of dominant thing, and it's still so pervasive in our society, and this could certainly be a huge barrier to our growth story. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you.
And that was Erin Ann Bernstein from the CDE speaking to us about, you know, the 15 years of anti-growth strategy as per the report by the CDE, but also, you know, cities, how cities are important and how they should be approved upon to ensure that we can still drive growth. It's 19:31. Let's head over to Power News Headlines.
Good evening. We begin here. Legal analyst Benedict Peary believes structural